Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from the mountains of Montana with a storm coming in. And I'm joined by Mark.
Hello, you there? This is Mark Waltz. Yes, hello. Hi, Heather.
How is it in New York today?
It's warm and fairly pleasant. No storm coming in.
Wonderful. Unlike New Orleans, heading for it. It's been raining pretty consistently. And I've been looking at the astrological patterns around this year's weather system because it rained so consistently. And I remember that last spring, I believe it was in March, in June, and again in September, we have an exact square between Jupiter, which is very abundant and very strong in its own sign of Sagittarius, and Neptune, the watery planet, also in its own sign. So we've got, it's been a very wet year. I mean, I know that we're dealing with the overall climate change that is not something we can really, dismiss with temporary aspects, but what's foreground about climate change this year in America has been the floods. And I know heat waves have hit other parts, water rising in other parts, but I find that when Neptune and Jupiter are forming tough aspects to each other, you get, too much water here and not enough water there. And I went and looked back at some of the worst floods of America. And there was, in 1936, Jupiter and Neptune were opposite each other. There was, in 1926 for the big flood. And then in New England for 1936, they were square one another. But they weren't in their own signs at the time. So it's been interesting to watch this. And I see a big hurricane heading for Louisiana coast. And it's not a high wind one. It's a slow and soggy one. And they're already flooded. So it's, I'm a little worried about that. Also that the sun is moving into an opposition with Pluto and Saturn over the weekend. And the eclipse on Tuesday, the lunar eclipse, as the moon hits Saturn and Pluto and the south node, the lunar eclipse will be very close to Pluto. So I think it's going to be a pretty difficult weekend weather-wise. And I think all of us get a chance to think back on times when we might have lost something for in one way or the other. Again, Pluto doesn't want us to be sad. It wants us to have a good reason to be alive. But I think that part of this will affect, I'm just worried about it coming in. And if nothing else, just setting off the PTSD of the people who survived Katrina.
So
that's what I'm seeing. It's a pretty heavy weekend and great stuff coming up ahead. But I'm thinking about this. What are you seeing as far as this aspect?
Well,
the coming eclipse.
Overall, it's as all eclipses are, it's a chance to release things. So if you're in an area that's in danger of weather, just be prepared to release. Maybe that's what the weather is there to help you do.
Right. It helps you remember what's important to hold on to and what's not.
Right.
And with that, between these two eclipses, I have noticed that a lot of people are leaving that have had long-term illnesses. Two friends of mine who've been battling cancer for 5 years or longer died this week. One on the last eclipse and one on the 8th. You know, they told her that she wasn't going to be well enough for the last trial of tests, and she decided she was gone within 5 days. She's just like, okay, I'm not going to say it, Liv. I'm going to go. And I think that's not bad. It's like both of them have been in a lot of pain for a long time. It's just hard that it was time for them to let go. And yeah. I know Tim Tarricker, if that's how you pronounce it, the editor of Mountain Astrologer, who's been battling thyroid cancer, died yesterday, I believe it was, or the day before. So again, that's, you know, but Pluto, the eclipses don't break apart anything nice and strong. You know, I'm not hearing of any sudden deaths from people that are perfectly fine, didn't know that was a problem. But from people who've been sick for a long time, I'm hearing them leaving. Have you had any experience with that lately, or have you been lucky?
I've been lucky in terms of the people around me. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You know, I think that the whole astrological community, it will miss Tim, who brought such wisdom to if people don't know a mountain astrologer, it's one of the best, most rigorous, but also most available. I mean, it has a very high quality level of astrology, but in ways that are available and clear and real. Have you thought, do you think so?
Yes, it really made a difference among astrologers, and you could have a journal of that level. And a good mixture. It was very well edited because there are various kinds of articles and approaches, and it was very open. And at the same time, there was a rigor to it.
Yeah, that was my experience of it, that it was, it raised the whole energy field.
Yeah, so, nothing sloppy. Nothing sloppy.
Nothing sloppy.
Yeah.
So that's been some pretty heavy points to make so far. Have you had any Mercury retrograde slapstick in your life?
Not yet, but remember, I always wait till the end of Mercury retrograde. I think it's because I'm Aries. So I keep going.
That's good. You hang on in there. And, you know, I'm hearing some wonderful reconnecting of people and getting back to some projects that they had put on hold and things like this that have been excellent. My family came to visit me from Seattle. I'm in Montana. And they went to drive back as Mercury stationed. And I think a lot of people were driving back on Sunday afternoon as Mercury stationed. And what was normally an 8-hour trip took 10 and a half hours. So I'm here. I heard that as a fairly common, like, you know, so slow. But sometimes you just have to do that and make sure you have the books on tape with you and make use of your time in the car. I think they had some good family discussions while they were stuck.
Where was the traffic? It was probably closer to Seattle, right?
There was two batches. Idaho construction for almost the whole length of Idaho.
Oh.
And then coming back into Seattle, where she said they did 82 miles at 8 miles an hour.
Oh, that's painful.
Yeah, painful. It may not have been that slow, but pretty darn slow.
Yeah.
Because they wouldn't have been there until midnight if they hadn't been. But so I'm hearing, you know, a lot of shifts and change in the astrology that's making it difficult for people. And what about, and you, how do you feel that what's been going on? And again, have you noticed any other astrological? Oh, and I think there's, you know, old stories coming out in the news about things that people did a while ago, like the millionaire child rapist. Yeah, that's coming through. It's also a time when bad stuff comes back out to the surface if it got buried, but also good things.
Yeah, things that got buried and festered for a long time now come back. And a lot of that is being pulled in at the South Node with Pluto and Saturn.
Yeah. Yeah, that we're both seeing all of the old, you know, during this year, and it's all the way through the fall, that Saturn-Pluto conjunction is challenging authority structures, but it's also been really challenging misuse of power and really tempting people to misuse power, but challenging them on it. And I think we're seeing that down at the coast. One of my excitements this week is that the first sunspot of the new cycle, it has a different polarity than the last series of sunspot. The sun has been unusually quiet for a very long time. And it's very hard to get political change happening when the sun is very, very quiet. But in the last week, we've had the first sunspot of the new cycle. I don't know how long it's going to take before the sun actually gets busy, because the sun is not something that's really predictable. But on that roughly 11-year cycle, the last one, you know, never quite took off to the change that we wanted, that we saw about to happen in the Obama administration. And sort of everything screeched to a halt. We've had one of the longest solar minimums in a long time. And now this new sunspot cycle says, okay, some change might be building, just as the women win the soccer team and Amy McGrath challenges Mitch McConnell in Tennessee. So they, may those be the sparks of the new series.
Yeah.
That's my hope.
I'm
voting for that
change
with my imagination.
Mm-hmm. Good. That's what came to you over the revolutionary celebration on the 4th.
Right. Right. It's my hope.
Celebrate revolution.
Celebrate the revolution. Also, that Mercury-Mars conjunction in Leo, that's exact now. I've seen people get into huge arguments with a short flare and then learn to dial them back. But that when, and it's not necessarily mean, it's just loud when I have heard people begin arguments. Have you noticed that with the Jupiter-Mars conjunction in Leo?
Especially the part where they cool off quickly. That's noticeable, because I'm used to seeing arguments flare up and stay hot for a while, but it just sort of passes. The equilibrium gets restored quickly.
Yeah, I've noticed that with Leo. It's because the heart, you know, it does rule the heart. And if, as long as they can feel heard and discharge, so they may do it in huge ways, it's a start. And that if you can break the energy cycle, like break the state, put them in a new situation, to bring up get a new subject going, then the energy can switch pretty quickly. Otherwise, it can get stuck in the old place. But if you can just shift it a bit, find a way of shifting it, and that Mercury-Mars doesn't have to stay stuck. Now, Mercury's retrograding back into Cancer, and then it's going to go forward again and conjunct Mars a third time. So there may be some ongoing arguments that just take a while to clear up right now. So don't feel like you have to get it settled all at once. That's
let it wait. There'll be a part two if you wait.
Right. And, you know, bring up your comment and then let it go, and then bring up your comment and let it go. So I see a bunch of people with their hands raised. I'm going to see how fast we can get through them. If we have spoken to you recently, I'm going to ask you to unhook, because we don't get in new people that way. So we're going to try here. Hello, area code 405, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you all this week, this day?
We're pretty good. How about you?
I am good and grateful. Thank you for asking, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay, were you born, and what's your question?
Mm-hmm. I was born April the 4th, 1961.
Mm-hmm.
And
time?
My question is 5:51 a.m.
And where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay, and go for your question, honey.
Oh, my question is concerning my finances and career this month.
Mm-hmm. Okay, was there a specific question about that?
Yes, I guess I'm going to be more specific. Any career I should look for in particular, any career path?
So
I
what
should...
you're telling me is you're looking for work, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you are an Aries moon in Scorpio with an Aries rising. So with Venus and Aries in the first house, so you're very perceptive. Mercury in, you read people really well. It looks like you do not take orders very well at all. You hate being told what to do. But, you know, so
I don't like being micromanaged. It's like, tell me what
not.
You need me to do, and then I'll do it. And if I have any questions, then I'll come back and ask you.
Exactly, yeah. How to manage you. And so
yeah.
You need a job that has that pattern as how it works. And you're heading into your Saturn return. What do you love to do? What's your work been, and what do you love to do? And then, I just want to say that the next 3 weeks are not an easy time to get to break off into an entirely new direction, because Mercury's retrograde, and it's time to kind of go back and connect with old contacts. Look at your resume again, see if you can fluff it up, and think about what parts of the jobs have you loved. And that you can do in the future. So tell me what have you loved about your work? What kind of work have you been doing that you loved?
From like clerical, receptionist.
Mm-hmm.
I have worked with outreach ministries,
mm-hmm.
that dealt with helping people that were homeless. And the outreach,
yes.
ministry looks like.
What I see, you're fabulous at that. Because what I see in your chart is you are really good in emergency. If there's a problem, I would want you at my side helping. Because you don't fade out under really tough stuff. When you're bored, you fade out. But when you know you're needed, you're there. 300%. Right?
Yes.
You're a problem solver. You're a rescuer. So I could put you on the front desk of anything from the emergency vet service to the homeless outreach to the shelter to the, you know, to the emergency room at the hospital. I want, you know, where you're even keel in an emergency and your love of excitement comes, you know, people respond well to you on a tough time. So you want to go where you're really needed.
Okay.
Does that
I've
make sense?
Applied with, yeah, because I've did like applied with like veterinarian, receptionist, kennel,
mm-hmm,
tech,
mm-hmm.
Front office, customer service, administrative.
Yeah.
So I, you know how you just, when you apply, you have to wait and see if that, you know, you put the hook out there and see if you get a bite. And so you keep fishing and fishing and fishing in the different water holes until.
I know, hon. It's hard right now. And if you can go back, I would say follow up on your favorite ones. And then again, I wouldn't bother looking for a new job until after Tuesday, until after the eclipse on Tuesday. And then go back and check in on some old contacts and really look for you know, if it's boring clerical, you won't really shine. But if it's, you know, like the vet, look for the emergency vets. Look for the, you know, do the down at the fire station, like places where there's something intense going on. Okay.
And let mm-hmm. people know that you're kind of a troubleshooter.
Mm-hmm.
When things need to be solved, you're willing to jump forward with it.
And right now your competence is shining because you've got your progressed moon is in Capricorn, and it's going across the in your house of career. So I really think that this is a good time for you to kind of get the next level of your work cooking.
And
okay?
What is a progressed moon?
The progressions are, and this is for everybody, that the planets are always moving in space. And at the moment of your birth, we take a snapshot of that place. And that's your birth chart. But the planets keep moving. And you ingrain the pattern through the first few months of your life. And you live out that pattern with a lot of choice about how, but you live out that pattern at roughly the rate of a year to a day. So when you're 20 years old, we look at the chart for 20 days after you're born. When you're 50 years old, we look at the chart when you're 50 days after you're born. And the moon takes about 2.5 years in a sign by progression. And your moon is at the top of your chart, which is where it should be for the best career work. And it's moving through the and it's in Capricorn, which looks very competent. So it really is the year for you to find work that you love. Okay?
Oh, okay. And I have started as of yesterday. I'm just experimenting with that, doing YouTube videos since my son is in the 12th house with Mercury
mm-hmm,
in Pisces
mm-hmm.
and the
yep.
collective consciousness and the
good.
Public and spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to tap into
excellent.
And look for those spiritual gifts and share them with the public.
Good.
That's good.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm going to go on to the next.
I'm sorry.
We're
going
to go on
sir?
To the next caller, but it's time to go. But really, we think that's
okay.
a great idea. Okay?
Okay. Thank you all
Thank
so
you.
Much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye and good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. And that is this one. And hello, 503 area code. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you. My birth date is
11/13/1979. And your time?
10:44 a.m.
And where?
In Wiesbaden, in Germany.
Okay, and what's your question?
Yeah, so the past couple of years have been challenging career-wise, and I have this Neptune square, but I also have a business idea that I've been thinking about,
mm-hmm.
but I'm hesitant to move forward because I feel like I'm in this Neptune fog, and I just wanted to get your perspective on does my chart show me, like, working for the man, going to the office, or being an entrepreneur?
Mark, do you have a comment?
Not quite. Still looking.
Okay. We have a Scorpio moon in Virgo with a Sagittarius rising here. But you have a Sun-Uranus conjunction. So that's somebody who would like to be doing this on your own, right?
Yep.
Elizabeth Warren has a Sun-Uranus conjunction, and they're always seeing they always have a plan for that. They always have a different way of doing it than other people around them might have.
All my Warren posters
yeah.
say that as well.
Whether you like it, you just have to know when to give it the advice. That moon in Virgo of yours is always trying to improve everybody, and yourself included, you know, first and foremost. So you need a job where improving people is what you're supposed to be doing, not what's irritating other people. And that people tend to hear your good advice if they haven't asked for it as a criticism. I sympathize. But it's not, so you have to kind of know when not to give it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And your progressed sun just entered Capricorn. So you really, and is in the first house. And your progressed moon is in the second house of material resources. So you're really ready to do something for the community and be an entrepreneur, I think. Mark, what do you see?
Yeah, you have a lot that is just sort of yours to work with. And you basically just need to get pick a project and get started and then stay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think now is not a good time because of this whole Neptune square? Because I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I have an idea, and I know how to research it and how to model it and get it. I know what to do next. I just feel like I shouldn't be doing it at this time.
And you think that because Neptune is square, you're
Neptune square, Neptune.
Well, I have a natural Neptune.
The Neptune square is really inviting you to look at what you believe the most deeply, the most deep level of spiritual belief. And sometimes the best way to do that is to take action, to actually do things, make decisions. There's a feeling of, well, I don't really know yet, so I better wait. But that's not, sometimes that's exactly what you shouldn't do. Because it's by getting your foot wet that you learn how you go. So I would say, keep asking yourself, how is this project that I'm starting? I know how to do it. I know what it is. I'm getting it going. And what is it teaching me about my core values? And go for the deepest spiritual beliefs of yours. And let the development that you're doing test that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, thank you.
And the moon in Virgo can think of themselves as a permanent student. They're never going to feel quite good ready. So just know that you are. Just don't do it this month. Just
wait until
Mercury's direct, please, until after August 1st.
And after the eclipse. And
But start planning now.
Okay?
Yeah.
Great.
You're more ready than you think you are.
Thank you, Mark.
And so we're going to say goodbye because our hour is up, our half hour. We wish everybody to take care of themselves, watch their mood swings, and be helpful to one another through the next Tuesday, and then really feel the connection. Mark, any last words?
No, that's about it for this week. So I'm signing off from New York.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana. Enjoy the weekend, play it safe, and fill your wells with the wonderful summer weather. Take care.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.